with a partnership automation platform, you're going to have insight into your partner metrics and therefore how to best optimize each of those partners and the channels that they're producing. There's also a lot of myths and misconceptions about partnerships. And it's been the case for the 12 years I've been in the industry, but many businesses that have yet to build influencer, affiliate, or partnership programs, they may assume that they're very time intensive, crazy expensive, and require a whole team to manage, which just isn't true, right? And that's sort of why we're so proud of the Shopify integration in this product, so that everyone can access it.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Little Data, the e-commerce data platform for modern direct-to-consumer brands. Little Data has been bringing server-side tracking to Shopify stores since 2017, and their focus has always been on helping brands to get accurate data automatically. Stores like Rothy's and Athletic Brewing use Little Data to capture first-party data and send it to the tools they already use, like Google Analytics, Segment, and Facebook Ads, plus connected data warehouses and reporting dashboards. The first thing merchants notice after installing Little Data is their Google Analytics data is now accurate and 100% complete, from marketing channels through to one-off orders and repeat purchases. Their e-commerce data platform hums in the background of your store, sending waves of information like events, purchases, subscriptions, lifetime value, and more, so you can make data-driven decisions with data that you can 100% completely trust. It's honestly a breath of fresh air for brands who have been working with bad data and confusing analytics, or trying to build segments and lookalike audiences without having the right data to power them. Now, Little Data is a no-code solution, and they now have a 30-day free trial on all of their plans. They also offer free data consultations with their analytics experts. So make sure you check them out today at littledata.io. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to the fifth season of E-Commerce Fastlane. Now, whether this is your first time listening or your weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate the fact you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices in e-commerce and kind of direct-to-consumer marketing, and just the fact that you're here today means the world to me, and I know it does for my featured guest. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly, and they're available from all your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and more. We're also streaming live now on Amazon Music and on YouTube. So if you listen to your podcast that way, you might want to check out those platforms. I also highly recommend to get the full value of today's episode that you click through from whatever podcast app you're using and go over to the show notes. Those of you over at ecommercefastlane.com, and you'll get all the transcripts, links, and any resources that we mentioned today. Now, today's episode, my guest is Christy Ebert-Garcia, who's the CMO of a company called Impact.com. And what they are is a partnership management platform that really helps businesses of all sizes, enterprise, all the way through down to SMBs on Shopify, really to help grow revenue through a partnership channel. So if you think about affiliates and you think about influencers and you think about how do we recruit and I'd say even contract and track all of these people, that I think the channels have changed about how you discover products and how you buy products. And I think this is where the partnership channel actually fits into this matrix. And it's exciting that they actually have a Shopify app now that really helps facilitate a lot of this. So enterprise quality product, but now available in Shopify with kind of a one-click install. So I really wanted to have her on today to kind of discuss more about this new app and just how SMBs now get access to this incredible power. So hi, Christy. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, hopefully I didn't butcher at the top of the show here about what impact.com is and what it does. And a side note is that I'm actually, quote unquote, a customer of impact.com, ironically enough, because of e-commerce Fastlane. And we're using it in a little different way as far as recommending other SaaS products. Today, we're going to talk more about the merchant and how the merchant can go out and help find affiliates and influencers and kind of create this kind of partnership channel to generate revenue for these creators for brands. So I just would love to hear it. Since you're the CMO of the company, you very clearly understand the brand positioning as it relates to Shopify, but I just would love to maybe hear in your own words about the problems that you are solving for Shopify today.
Sure. And thanks for the intro. We're proud to have you as a customer, Steve.
Absolutely.
So just at a super high level, impact.com provides the technology that connects Shopify brands with partners that they want to partner with.
Right.
Think like affiliates, like you mentioned, influencers, even ambassadors, maybe partnerships with other brands. The partnership universe is really unlimited. But our tech provides a marketplace so that anyone who's looking for partners, let's say you don't have any, you can discover them in the marketplace. You can find them, connect with them, essentially hire them via the contract that we provide, arranging payment details, starting working together, and measuring the success all in one place. So that's what we're providing is this kind of this underlying technology as well as this marketplace where you can meet and explore different types of partners. And it's a channel, the partnership channel is it's many people outside of e-commerce may not know much about it, but it's worth billions of dollars, right? It's also a recession-proof channel, as we say, because most of the companies that work with us, people like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Uber, Airbnb, Disney, for example, in addition to even very small 1 to 2 person businesses like some of the Shopify retailers, you're really only paying when a partner makes a sale for you. So you're paying a commission once a sale occurs. And that's a CPA model, cost per action or cost per acquisition.
Right.
A lot of the brands that we work with are using this channel and they're seeing just under 30% of their total revenue coming in through this channel, the partnership channel. And that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And so the consumers who are clicking through the partner's website, buying on the brand side, right? And the partners and the brands, we call that the partnership economy. And it really is a thriving economy. So at a high level, that is what we are, what we do. Yeah.
That's lovely. Let's talk about the origin story, because it's so interesting to me. You know, you've been around quite a while from the research that I've done. And obviously some of the, you know, I call it the Fortune 50, Fortune 100. You know, when you talk about Walmart and larger brands like this, and then independent retailers too, you're all over the map and you really have been around a long time and you're helping these companies with these new channels and managing it all. I talk about the recruitment and the contracting of these brand ambassadors and influencers and affiliates and things like that. So it's an amazing platform to do all. I have, like I said, firsthand knowledge because I actually use it.
Yeah.
But I just would like to understand about how the pieces all came together, you know, with the founding team and, you know, why do they build this thing? And then, you know, and then leading up to kind of where we are today with the Shopify connector.
Sure. That's a good question. We could just go back a couple of years. We knew that this channel, the affiliate marketing channel, influencer partnerships in general is incredibly important. The founding team of impact.com also founded a company called Mission Junction. They go by CJ, and it's affiliate marketing network. So they know exactly how things work because they built it, right? Mm-hmm. But they realized there was a gap in the market for really innovative partnership technology that extends beyond just affiliates. You mentioned that there's different ways to use the software. It's incredibly flexible. We've seen our clients leverage the platform for things it wasn't even created for. An individual can use the platform. That's what we intended. But brands are also creating APIs to run targeted ad campaigns, influencer partnerships, and more. And the reason really that it's becoming a more important channel than ever before is because brands are seeing now that sales and marketing aren't really working in the same ways that they used to. And as a marketing leader, I can tell you that our CAC has grown. It's remarkably high. Competition is driving that up even more. And then you have the walled gardens, right, with social media and limited options. Consumers don't like ads, and I really can't blame them. You know, my browsing experience is cluttered. It's interrupted by ads and they aren't even working well. So you pay a ton of money and you reach your audience. Let's say that happens. Your audience isn't really interested in clicking on your ads.
Right.
But partnerships, on the other hand, are like a warm introduction to a group of people. So if you think about it, if you want to meet someone, let's say someone in a company you want to join, what do? You find someone you know that works at that company.
Right.
Right. Because you have an in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like partnerships. You partner with a person who can introduce your brand to their audience. We work with commerce content publishers like BuzzFeed and CNN Underscored. So let's say they're writing a story on the top 10 products for new moms. You want that audience to see your product on that list. And so you partner with the editor, publisher, and then basically you pay them a commission for every sale they drive.
Mm-hmm.
Or like an influencer who has 2 million followers, getting that endorsement can change the entire trajectory of your business, if you're a small business especially. And it's really rewarding for us to see how these partnerships are transforming businesses. But as you mentioned, it is an enterprise-grade product, and we realized that we were missing a huge market in the SMB space. And so we've created the Shopify version of our product where people can sign up and instantaneously have the code on their page that they need and start working with partners to drive sales.
Right. And so it sounds like, you know, so this is the underlying technology, I guess, that kind of like fuels and kind of runs the partnership program. And then on the flip side, from the brand side, what they need to do is come up with the language and positioning around the fact of how they're going to find these content creators that can then promote the product. So there's two sides of it. There's the tech that drives it, that makes sure that everybody gets recruited. You got to find the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And then how you contract with them. I understand that there's some, you know, there's some underlying technology to help with that contracting side and how you track and pay them. Can you talk a little bit about maybe that workflow? If someone has some kind of an affiliate or partnership program, at least set up on their website, but they're doing it all very manually through spreadsheets and they're doing their own manual outreach, like how does the flow happen if they say, hey, I have like 10 or 15 really good influencers that I'm really, really quite happy with, but I want to scale that channel up because I'm seeing the benefits. How does impact.com fit into that mix of spreadsheets to your platform?
We know about the spreadsheets. We know that that's a problem that we've solved in the past.
Yep.
We want to automate things. We want to make things easy for people, especially for smaller retailers who don't have a fully baked marketing plan, strategy, or even a team,
right?
So essentially what it is once you join as a brand, you can search for the types of partners. And you mentioned influencers. So let's say you want to search for influencers. You'll be able to see all of the influencer potential partners that we have on the platform via the marketplace. You can recruit them at scale. Let's say you see 50 of them and you don't want to have to send a message to all 50 of them. There's a way that you can bulk message them. There's a way that you can do all of this, you know, kind of automated. And then, like I said, with the payment, you can do the messaging through the app or you can do it outside of the app. It doesn't really matter to sort of, you know, establish a relationship with those partners. And then the contracting and payment is all taken care of for you. So you don't have to worry about who needs to be paid based on what sales they drove. That all of that is within the platform. And you can basically pull reports on absolutely anything. If you want to see, you know, who's doing the best job selling X product, you can filter based on that. Or if you want to see who's driving customers for certain locations, you can do that as well. So there's just unlimited options as far as reporting goes, but it saves a ton of time from working on spreadsheets, not to mention the manual errors that come from.
I love the fact that I didn't realize it, that there is like a true marketplace of influencers slash creators that are already in the platform. Because I was, I guess on the initial surface, I was always under the impression that, you know, this is where the brands go. So the brand signs, let's say Adidas, and they sign up and then all of a sudden, okay, great. They then have an opportunity to, you know, this is the platform that facilitates the payment and the whole structure around their affiliate program, paying 5% commission, whatever, premium publishers or creators, however it all fleshes out. But I didn't realize that there's actually almost like a database or full of potential creators and influencers who could then work with your brand and you can actually reach out to them directly from within platform.
Yep. So that is available now on what we call an essentials platform. So it's not for starter specifically, but we're working on. So that is going to be available relatively soon.
Lovely.
The positive side of it, though, for starter, which is our $30 a month offering within Shopify, is that any brands that are part of our platform will now have a lot of visibility. So any of the partners that we're working with, let's say influencers or affiliates, if we're aware that that's the type of audience and we know that it is that a lot of the Shopify brands are looking for, we actually promote the brands to the publishers.
Ah.
So publishers will be able to apply to work with these brands. The brands are going to be visible in the marketplace. And so it's something that we do. We're promoting out the new brands that have signed up from Shopify. And so they'll start to get applications in from the marketplace and until we have it the other way around, which is like on the road.
So make a little pivot to, this is a sore spot for a lot of brands that I manage, but it's just the performance of paid social right now. Unfortunately, the cookie apocalypse that's kind of on its way. I think Google said maybe 2024 was 23. They've kind of bumped it back a little bit further. They keep pushing it. So that's interesting. But then I also think about Apple and, you know, and Apple's now starting doing advertising now on Apple TV. And so they have a tremendous amount of data. And then they're now obviously with iOS 14.5, they've, you know, now you have to manually opt in to be tracked. And so most people are no. And so knowing that, it's just creating a lot of attribution problems. And so knowing that, it seems like the creator economy and the affiliates and the partnership arrangements seems to be a better or newer or emerging channel because of the tracking challenges and the cost per acquisition, this CAC you talked about. It's getting really challenging. And I think what's really, really odd too is that most brands, unfortunately, if they're not doing channel marketing like this through partnerships, they have to do what's called a blended ROAS. And so they're saying, well, we're spending $100,000 a month on advertising on social, and we kind of have an idea, but then what's the net new revenue? And you have to kind of blend it all up, and you can't really get very granular, where I think maybe in your space you can. Yeah. So I don't know if you can talk a little bit about maybe partnerships in general, about like how it relates to the advertising industry, and then why partnerships continues to grow where maybe the social media paid ad side of it is not. So
it's a great question. And I think part of what we've seen in the past year or two is a lot of our customers, or a lot of people, asking the question of how can I shift my display advertising budget, let's say, over to the partnerships channel.
Right.
Because of those reasons. There's, you know, walled gardens, limited information, everything is super expensive. But the future of partnerships is actually really strong. And that's sort of why we're seeing, you know, marketers really interested in going down this path with the decline in the digital advertising industry. And I mentioned it earlier, but 96% of consumers don't trust advertising, and rightfully so. For a long time, many advertisers practiced some really shady methods and started to base their banners and pop-ups solely around what grabs consumer attention, any attention, even if they were falsely advertising their product. But today's consumer is really smart. Like, they can sniff that out from a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
We now prefer to buy based on what others say and not what they're told in an advertisement.
Right.
People want to hear from their favorite social influencers, publishers, content creators in this space. And that's not going away. You know, I don't foresee that there's going to be another shift where consumers are suddenly, you know, starting to become in love with these really distracting and interruptive advertisements that are on the, you know, online.
Yeah.
So I think it is the future.
What's interesting too, I had a podcast recording a month back, and one of the comments that was brought up was, it's called the ad never generation.
Really?
It's called the ad never generation, because they really, you know, they, exactly what you said, they can sniff out, they can tell something that's authentic or not, especially, you know, the young generation on TikTok.
Oh.
It's such an interesting thing where they can appreciate that TikTok is not free and it has to be funded somehow, but they also don't want to see blatant ads. And there's technology and like marketing strategy around how to make it authentic. And it's all part of how you have the right influencer or the right brand ambassador, but just authentically talking about or unboxing the product versus, you know, the big $10,000 ad that's created, that's put up, right?
So. Yeah. I mean, what I always say is stop what you're doing right now and think about the last time you bought something. Like, let's say it was a tennis racket. What did you do to buy that? Like, did you go online? Did you search for deals? Did you want to go to YouTube and try to see people using the tennis racket?
Uh-huh.
Did you go on a review site and read the reviews? Of course. Like, that's what people do now. And so if you want to be really inside the customer journey, you need to be in the places where they're researching, because it is not an inbound type of environment, right?
Right.
You need to be in the places and all of the places where your customer is. And the only way to do that is through partnerships. Mm-hmm. There's no way that your ads can get you there when people are doing this research.
Right. It's interesting. I mean, you've been in this space quite a while. Impact.com also has been in this partnerships channel for the longest time with enterprises, and really have kind of fine-tuned, and thank I'm so happy now that you're in the Shopify ecosystem now. Like, it's exciting that there's this opportunity available because, you know, most brands typically go up market. You're actually going down market because you, quote unquote, have kind of dominated, you know, that space thanks to CJ from originally and then moving now down to impact.com as another kind of opportunity. You obviously must have a front lines of some exciting trends and things that you're seeing because I would love to unpack that a bit because I see from my perspective, sometimes the language is maybe blended a bit about the affiliates and the partnerships and influencer marketing and we use the word brand ambassador and all that. So I just would like to unpack that a little bit just to have clarity on the right language. And is this truly all blending together into like just a partnerships channel now and how we work with creators?
Yeah, I think 100%. I think the only difference between influencer marketing and influencer partnerships is how you're paying the influencer. That's it.
I see.
And when you have a longer term partnership, you get better results because not only does the influencer partner understand your brand, understand you, but they understand their audience. And so they'll know exactly how to position it over time, especially. But really what we're seeing is that affiliate and influencer marketing, like you mentioned, it's just they're already coupled together.
Right.
The convergence is there and it's because affiliate marketers and people who have worked in this space, they want to pay people based on outcomes. They want their partners to drive something for them in order to have a partnership, for them to get paid. It's not just enough anymore to have a sponsored post, right? You want to have your influencer, okay, do a sponsored post, but then also, you know, apply a performance element to it so that we know when the influencer creator, as they like to be called actually, when the creator is posting this content that they have skin in the game. They really want their users to buy it, but they also understand the point of being authentic. So it's a kind of like a nuance, like a very fine line, but a lot of influencers are able to kind of skate that line and be very, you know, effective at it and make a lot of money from it. And for marketers, there's nothing better than knowing we didn't just spend money on an ad. We spent money with a partner who's, yes, doing an ad, technically an ad for us, but they're also, you know, pushing out the links to buy those products as well. And I see that really continuing to combine. You'll see some of these big influencer marketing platforms like Maverick, Creator IQ, and people like them. They're offering affiliate marketing now, right? So it's not just the other side around. It's not just the affiliate marketing partnership space offering influencer. It's also coming full circle. And that's why I know pretty soon influencer marketing will be synonymous with partnerships. It's ready in some minds.
You know, some trends that I'm seeing that I just would love your feedback on is I see creators now building personal brands around themselves more than just using social media and their social following to promote products. So they build a brand partnership. Let's say with Adidas, for example, and they're doing an unboxing thing and they know that their link in bio or whatever they're doing and off it goes to Adidas, obviously partnered up through impact.com. It's all tracked and that whole thing, and that's great. But on the flip side, I'm seeing a lot of people saying, no, I want to build a personal brand. So I'm going to build a Shopify store. I'm going to show and promote either through live feeds. And there's really some interesting technology where, and the reason I'm asking this question, because I know for sure that there are brand owners or there's a lot of people that are in the creator economy. They're like, hey, yes, I make a living. Because I think I read an article, Gen Z's, of you asked them like, you know, what's your career aspirations?
Oh, yeah.
And it's very clearly that everybody wants to be, well, a travel influencer would be ideal. That's what they want to do. But just being a creator, they feel that's just like just the unbelievable career aspiration.
Sure.
And knowing that's the case, there's like, you know, tens of millions of people in North America that just, they want to build their own Shopify store and they want to promote the things that they love more than just on social.
Okay.
They want to do it themselves on their physical site. So can you talk a little bit about that creator economy as it relates to building a personal brand? Like, is there a union here between Shopify powered brands that maybe get connected with impact.com to manage their partnership arrangement, but then on the other side of it, can creators build their own personal brands and choose the products they want to showcase on their website and then have impact.com just help with the fulfillment in the end of it, I guess?
Oh yeah, I think that that's brilliant and that makes complete sense to us because we're seeing even our brands become publishers and publishers become brands at the same time.
Okay.
So the model is definitely real and there are use cases and I can definitely share in maybe another time some performance metrics with you of brands and influencers who have done something similar to that. So I see the market for that. Mm-hmm. As a creator, I would think that would probably be the first thing that I would do,
right,
just to have diversity in where your audience and where your audience is going to buy and where you're reaching your and meeting your audience. I think that there's a lot of synergies there that make a lot of sense.
Today's episode is brought to you by Little Data, the e-commerce data platform for modern direct-to-consumer brands. Little Data makes it easy to get accurate sales, marketing, and customer data in the tools you already use, like Google Analytics and the new GA4. But doesn't stop there. They also power audience building and better retargeting with LTV data and subscription integrations like Recharge and Smarter. See how other brands are crushing it by using Little Data and get yourself a free trial 30 days by visiting littledata.io. Okay, I'm going to jump over to another question around maybe some of the challenges of partnerships and that channel and the marketing of that. What are you seeing? Like, what does great look like? And then are there any pitfalls and things that maybe you could share with my listeners today about how do I build an authentic, powerful, like well-executed partnership channel with impact.com? But then what are some of the challenges that can happen along the way?
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, the biggest challenge that people come to us with is that they're using spreadsheets, like you mentioned, and they're having trouble tracking and attributing sales to the correct partner. Right. That's very difficult to manage. With a partnership automation platform, you're going to have insight into your partner metrics and therefore how to best optimize each of those partners and the channels that they're producing. There's also a lot of myths and misconceptions about partnerships. And it's been the case for the 12 years I've been in the industry, but many businesses that have yet to build influencer, affiliate, or partnership programs, they may assume that they're very time intensive, crazy expensive, and require a whole team to manage, which just isn't true, right? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of why we're so proud of the Shopify integration and this product, so that everyone can access it and everyone will have the ability to, you know, work with partnerships, see the benefits and sales and lift through partnerships without having to, you know, spend a lot of money, have an entire team there. So that's just one misconception that I think we and other, you know, people and brands like ours have been able to kind of break through. But I'll tell you one thing that is still prevalent. And I'm not sure why. I've been in the, like I said, the challenges still remain. People assume that affiliate marketing drives zero incrementality sometimes. Mm. And by that, I mean, some people would say that they would have received the sale with or without the partner.
Okay.
And we've been able to provide research that shows that that's just not the case. So for example, let's say you want to offer a discount. And so you work with a coupon site. If you would have gotten the sale anyway, then, you know, why do you have that code, right? It's because brands do understand the value in working with those types of partners. Also, when you think about partnerships, I've talked a lot about conversion and sales, but that's not the only thing that partnerships do. We have some brands that actually don't sell at all through our platform. They use our platform for things like awareness. They really just want to educate the market. And so they're, you know, assigning and tracking and creating goals based on that, right? Based on that outcome. And that's what's so great is that if sales isn't, you know, exactly what you're looking for, or you have a B2B business where sales, it just, that marketplace doesn't really matter, right? Because you're not selling on your website. There's still actions that you can track and that you can pay out on. So let's say you want someone to fill out a credit card application. We have the ability for someone to be paid once they send that customer to you. So there's a lot of different ways you can work within the technology and in the channel, but there is incrementality when working with partners. And you'll see that when you start to deal with influencers and affiliates that are, they're all going to sort of attract and produce outcomes throughout the funnel. It may not be at the bottom, it may be at the top of the funnel. You may see a lot of traffic, for example, and that can be an outcome also. So I think that there's just an unlimited amount of options when it comes to partnerships and tracking and payouts. And we built the platform to be flexible for those different reasons.
I see. I'm going to talk a little bit about the competition in this space. I believe it's a blue ocean. I look at my book of business, the brands that I manage in Shopify, and I would say that maybe one quarter of them have an effective kind of affiliate slash partnership arrangement going on correctly and don't have a platform to manage it at all. They're either doing spreadsheets, and these are big businesses, you know, upwards of $10 million or more, some $50 million, and they're still, unfortunately, having one team member man it all through a spreadsheet and doing a lot of manual outreach, and that's fine. But I think at scale, for brands to really get going on here, you know, you really need to have a platform like impact.com. Now, if you go to the Shopify App Store or Google and you kind of do a quick search around affiliate marketing software or partnership software, I think there's a interesting competition out there that are kind of doing their thing. Maybe not at your level, but and I think that's what's unique about impact.com is the fact that here's this enterprise-grade product that's now available for Shopify brands, even in the early stages of not even on Plus, but just on Core. I think it's very interesting. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the, I guess, other than the years of experience and the enterprise grade quality of what you have. Can you talk a bit about how you compare to some of the other notable peers in your space and why impact.com should come to the table, maybe with a few other peers that are out there, and then let the brand make the decision based on the platform that's right for them?
Sure. Yeah. I'll tell you some of the differentiators. And because we have the product and it's been around for a long time, we've acquired a lot of partners and publishers and affiliates and charities, nonprofits, even other brands in this, you know, marketplace looking. So that's one different differentiator is the fact that we have all different types of partners and partnerships available. A lot of our competitors maybe focus on one type of partner, like affiliate marketing, example, like only coupon, discount, loyalty sites, which are great. But if you're looking for more than that, if you want to work, you know, more creatively with different types of partners, there really isn't another company out there that can do that aside from impact.com. Okay. The other one would say, I'd say the best in class tracking and reporting. So you can see the full picture. Our users can reliably track actions like online sale, page visit, asset downloads, subscriptions, and more. Like I mentioned earlier, when I was saying that the full funnel activity within the partnership channel, like those are just a few of the different ways that we can track the actions. But our cross-device tracking figures out which devices belong to the same consumer and links them. And that allows our users to uncover their partner strengths and identify how they're contributing to the revenue growth. And then I think the last one is, or two more, flexible custom contracting. When we say we offer custom contracting, we mean it. Impact.com users are able to create partner commissions based on 100 plus factors. This is where the incrementality comes in. New versus returning customer, cart size, discount promo code, margin, SKU, category. You can even layer in performance bonuses that trigger when partners reach certain milestones. And if you want to pay other partners like influencers a flat fee, we can do that too. A platform that encourages growth. Some of our competitors offer quick, short-term, light functionality solutions that can tide you over for about 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. But when your program grows and reaches a certain threshold of volume, they'll start charging a lot more in fees and even take a percent of the commission, which effectively penalizes you for growth and success. On the other hand, impact.com offers more breadth and depth in terms of functionality, and we're equipped to support you as your partnership program grows. So I would say that those are probably like the primary differentiators.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that because I think that's the thing. I still believe, just based on my small little sampling of my book of merchants, knowing that they're not effectively executing on it, it just shows that there's an opportunity out there. So I'm glad you're in the Shopify App Store now so that you at least get to come to the table. And that's the whole reason why you're on this podcast today. I mean, I've had a few other notable peers that maybe not at your scale on the show in the past just to kind of educate people about maybe very, you know, what channel that they do well in. If it's just strictly affiliates or however they do it, you're a full depth and breadth of technology available to those. So as a brand continues to scale up, you have that ability to be able to manage. As you say, you talk about recruiting and contracting and tracking stuff. So it's quite interesting that you have that opportunity. One pivot I want to go to is a story now, because I think a lot of us are really motivated. Like I love hearing about a brand that says, hey, we're on Shopify. You know, we're currently doing spreadsheets, or we really want to explore the opportunity maybe in the partnerships channel. Hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be great to hear a story of a Shopify brand that maybe didn't have a partnerships channel, or they were doing it manually. They learned about impact.com, they executed with it, and then kind of what was the business outcome and continued business outcome now being a partner with impact.com?
Sure. So yeah, thanks for asking. We actually have a couple brands on Shopify. So Corksicle, Love Honey, Parker Clay, Taylor Stitch, several more. But today I'll talk about Ivory Ella, because I actually really like this story and I really love the brand.
Okay.
So Ivory Ella, they use Shopify for their e-com and they're an apparel company, but they're on a mission to save the elephant.
Right.
Right. So they donate over 10% of their profits to missions that help. I think they've donated up to about 2 million. And all of their apparel has this little cartoon elephant on it. So you can, you know, you'll know it's the right brand to buy from. Right. Not a traditionally, you know, small business. They're about 65 employees, but they really had not worked in the partnership space before. And I think it was frustrating because they knew that they have a niche market. Not everybody is going to buy elephant attire, right?
Right.
But they knew that people who believed in the mission, as long as they could spread their mission, that people would want to buy the clothing, right? Knowing that it's going to a very good place.
Right.
So they wanted to launch and grow, and they were excited about the channel's ability to reach untapped markets and really encouraged by the low barriers to entry for starting a partnership program. It was not long ago when it would be, if you didn't have at least $5,000 a month, you wouldn't really do well in this channel. But the technology has changed greatly, and I think e-commerce platforms like Shopify have really succeeded in ways that, you know, others haven't. So creating a product for that market is essentially, for us, it's part of our growth strategy. I don't see how we would be able to grow without, you know, especially the small businesses. So they wanted to, like I said, back to Ivory Ella, they wanted to reach this new audience. So what they did is they leveraged a variety of different influencers, but these influencers were actually college influencers. They were college ambassadors. And so the college ambassadors went out to find college students who share a mission or share a passion for that mission to save the elephants. They were looking for, you know, other partners that were active on social media, and they wanted to help promote Ivory Ella and their mission within their own campus community. So they had right. several of these college ambassadors that were sort of going out and, you know, evangelizing this product and the mission. So by using the technology, and this is something that couldn't have been done on spreadsheets, but they were able to scale rapidly, easily tracking and attributing sales to each partner. In addition, they started grouping their partners together, and they were managing each partner segment differently to take advantage of the unique ways that each partner and the partner segments were adding value to the program. Mm-hmm. Some were driving awareness, some were driving sales, right? And by the end of the first year using this technology and working with these different college ambassadors, like I said, driving sales, driving these other goals that Ivory Ella had, they saw 11% of their total revenue coming through this channel, received a 19x return on ad spend, and they increased year-over-year revenue by 56% in
Whoa.
The first year.
That's it's awesome.
How could you do that? You know, how do you do that without people? You
right.
know, it's a lot of charities on the platform and a lot of these businesses that are, you know, focused on sustainability and mm-hmm. and doing good in their community. They do really well because a lot of people want to support that. And so finding partners that are like-minded and shared audiences, like, it's unlimited,
yeah.
you know?
So it sounds like the whole social and kind of environmental concept around a brand, because there's a lots of competition in e-commerce, but once you've kind of positioned your brand around, you know, some kind of cause like what Ivory Ella is doing, I'm looking live on their website right now, and you're right, you know, they've invested like quite a bit, and they've, you know, gosh, they're saying like over $2 million has been donated, and they've saved 400 elephants, and like 18 schools, you know, have been now supported in North Kenya for just the education yeah. side of that. And it's quite interesting that your platform gave them the opportunity, and a 56% increase in revenue yeah. year over year is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they really have positioned themselves. So they have the technology plus a great concept and the recruitment and paying and the platform to manage it all. I think that's the key.
Yes, it is the key.
So before we kind of end off today's recording, I want to understand the process now. So if someone likes the idea and saying, yes, I want success like this in channels of partnerships, and I want to have the platform to do it. I know you have a very affordable solution now. It's $30 as a starting point in Shopify. Can you walk us through what happens if a brand says, yes, I want to get going on this? They go to the app store. I'm assuming they have the logged in experience in their admin. They can find you just by typing impact in and adding the app on. Can you walk us through what the kind of onboarding process could look like for a brand? And then in the end, you know, what's the launch sequence typically happen?
Sure. So it's available. Like you said, the app is available in the Shopify Plus app store. To anyone who's interested in leveraging this technology to meet with like-minded brands and partners, you'll sign up, one click, you'll be in the platform. You'll be able to start adding partners, start tracking your sales.
Okay.
And within, you know, a couple of hours, you'll be receiving emails, a lot of helpful guides and tutorials on how to get started. In addition to, I wanted to share this with your listeners, pxa.impact.com. It's free courses for anybody who wants to learn about partnerships with impact.com or otherwise. It's available for free. And so we have courses that we've created specifically for Shopify. And so I would definitely promote that and want people to go to pxa.impact.com to learn more. Just signing up for the app isn't going to help, right? You need to sign up for the app and you need to learn how to use the platform in order for it to be effective for you. And it's not as simple as advertising. It's not. And I think that's why a lot of brands like advertising is because it's coin operated to a certain extent. This isn't. This is going to require some time to find and work with the right people. But once you do, you know, 56% year over year growth is possible. So definitely learning everything you can about the technology, about how partnerships are effective, why they're effective, and pxa.impact.com can give you that information in addition to the Shopify app store.
Yeah, this is lovely. I'm actually there right now, pxa.impact.com. I'll have that in the show notes and stuff like that. So you can actually become a certified, we have all different ones. You have master contracting and payment partners and how to do that. And they go through, there's quite a few topics in here. Like this is a very impressive learning paths I see here about how to become a partnerships manager and how to execute at the top. And this is like free content.
It's we thought that it's, you know, it's our mission to educate the market on this.
Yeah.
Of course we want the business, but I really believe in the power of partnerships. And so if we can equip anyone to learn more about how to grow their business, I want to be part of that. And so that's how we created this certification course.
Yeah.
And it's for brands, it's for agencies, it's for publishers, it's for anyone who wants to learn more. And like you said, it's free.
Yeah, this is lovely. Yeah, because there's a link here that says, you know, what type of company do you work for? I'm a brand. Great. I want to learn about how to promote your products or services. Great. Get started. Or you're a partner, like a creator or a content publisher, coupon site, whatever you are, influencer, ambassador. Great. Here's how you can get involved and learn how you can execute your craft. And even the agency side, quite interesting. So it's good that you have all this. I'm going to actually take these courses myself because, you know, I'm merchant facing too, right? So I want to have this education. I want to be able to talk intelligently around, hey, partnership channels are important. It's an important strategy you need to execute at the top level. And people are doing it. There's a little bit of education required. Follow this link, do the work, and then go to impact.com and add the tool on. Just get going, right? So,
exactly. We'll teach you about how to automate partner recruitment, performance tracking, promo code creation, distribution, and payment processing. So it's all right there. So you'll have your full partnership lifecycle just right there in the app, and you can learn all about it on the website.
Beautiful. Parting notes before we go today. I'm always interested about the future. I mean, I know you've been around a long time and you're newish in the Shopify ecosystem now, but are you able to talk about maybe about a North Star? Kind of like, where's your Shopify partnership? Because it is a partnership. Being, you know, in our app store now, it's very clearly your flag is in the sand now, wanting to help these, you know, 2 million some brands that are, you know, their stores are powered by Shopify. Just would like to know where you believe the platform is headed into the future. You have robust features for enterprise. Now you're in our ecosystem now. Is there going to be some iteration over time with the product as it directly relates to Shopify?
Yes, we're going to continue to innovate on that technology. As I mentioned, the marketplace piece, we want to do more with our Shopify brands also. So if there are brands that are working with us, we'd love to help promote with case studies and PR and all those things.
Okay.
And the app is available in the Shopify Plus App Store. Mm-hmm. So influencer and affiliate marketing aren't going anywhere. It's now is the time. If you're not involved, get involved in it. Dig deeper if you're already involved and find different types of partners to work with and not the same one type. You really need to diversify there. So those are my kind of my parting words.
Beautiful. So impact.com, that's the main URL. You can go there, check that out. pxa.impact.com. I'll have that in the show notes too for getting certified and then getting all that good training. And then obviously in the Shopify app store, just type the word impact in. You can grab that app and add it on. Very affordable. Gosh, $30 is a starting price point. You can get a lot done for the $30 and scales up as you go. Some of the things to consider, once again, just to kind of repeat it, just so we're clear, is that you really can recruit and discover, you know, your partners that could work well with your brand. And you have the way of contracting and paying them, which is super important. All the tracking is there and all, you know, you can reach out directly. And so how you can optimize and work with the best creators. And so I think it's a really neat platform. And you know, once again, I'm glad I'm a customer also. So firsthand knowledge, highly recommended. So thanks, Christy, for coming on the show today and kind of sharing this platform. And congrats on your partnership with Shopify in the App Store. And I wish you extra luck and success into the future.
Thank you so much, Steve. We're so excited about this integration and this product. So really appreciate being on the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
All right. Have yourself a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.